Tuesday, the grease men in charge, cloudy, they say, today, with a high of 68, rain tonight and tomorrow. Right now, 66 degrees, with the grease men here, a little miffed with the smasher and his big mouth. I can't go away for a couple of days without him spilling his guts. He got on the air while I was away on my little holiday. He said the reason I had taken 4 days off was I went to a hair weave salon to have my hair thickened. Well, let me tell you something. I don't need my hair thickened. My hair is fine, but all right, all right, all right. If you got to know everything. Geez, I can't believe it. I'm not entitled to any privacy at all. Smash got the story only half right. You see, all my life I've been plagued with a hairless chest. Oh, I've always had lush head of hair on my head and arms and legs, but for some reason, I never had any hair on my chest. And oh, Estelle tried to make me feel better. She'd say, honey, you can't grow hair on steel. And I'd say, well, yeah, right, but it just wouldn't do me any good. I always just dreamed of a vigorous hubble-de-guggery, and in the aftermath, having a sweet thing, face buried in the hair of my chest, twisting it idly around her forefinger. While she murmured contentedly and I drew deeply on a camera, I always dreamed of it, but instead, in the aftermath, they lie their cheek against my flesh. And there's something missing. There's just something James Bond-esque that I lack. And so, this weekend, I went to a cosmetic surgeon and I explained my plight. I said, I've read Frank Sinatra, Joey Bishop, a lot of big people have had hair transplants on their head, but is it possible, since I already have a lush head of hair, that you could take it from my head and put it on my chest? Would it grow the same way? The doctor said, yeah, but my God, you don't have enough hair on your head. You'd be a bald man if you... What, do you want a lush hair? I said, yeah, you know, I don't want 15 hairs for crying out loud, but, you know, enough so that it looks like I have a... I mean, I want that thing hairy. I want it looking like when I take off my shirt, women will think I'm wearing a mohair sweater. He said, my God, well, you'd be bald. Unless... I said, what do you mean, unless... He said, well, maybe we could take some of... He said, do you mind disrobing? I said, not at all. He said, my God, you've got a hairy pocas. He said, that's it. He said, that's it. We'll take the hair from your pocas and put it on your chest. And it'll fit better that way because the hair... Come to think, we can't use the hair on your head at all because your hair on your head grows flat. I mean, how's that going to look if you have a flat chest hair? I mean, hair on your chest is supposed to be curly. If it were flat, you'd look stupid. I mean, imagine somebody with long hair hanging straight on his ear. Stupid. Gotta be curly, so when them women lie there, they can roll over. I said, yeah, that's it, that's the idea. I want them lying their head on you. Yeah. He said, all right, let the procedure begin. And it's basically the same way. They pull a hair, they pull a plug, what they call it, and then they embed it. It's a little painful. Especially the removal of the plug was painful. The incitation on my chest I could live with. The removal was a little awkward. You know, this is me. If you were standing outside, the doctor's office throughout the procedure, you'd have been hearing it. Every few seconds you'd have heard, ow! But finally, the procedure was complete. I stood in front of the mirror. I ripped open my shirt to let buttons pop along the floor. And as I looked at that bit of copious chest hair, I screamed for everybody to hear. I said, thank you, doctor. Thank you, doctor. Thank you, thank you. Send me a bill. Send me a bill. And I went running out to the nearest bar. And I stood there with my shirt open to the waist, revealing copious amounts of chest hair and numerous dangling medallions. It was just seconds before I had a pie. I couldn't wait to try it out. I brought it back to the Greek palace. The moment was sweet. In the aftermath, I lay back. I lit a camel. And sure enough, she put her face on my hairy chest and started toying idly with the hairs. It was like my dream come true. My dream come true. Unfortunately, it was mitigated a little bit when she said, honey, how come some of these hairs are singed? I said, Vietnam, dear, Vietnam.
Edward G. Robinson is Johnny Rocco tonight.